We start the fourth quarter with an interception. Ramirez threw it to the near side, and Eric Pohl picked it off at the Plymouth 38-yard line. Eric Pohl with his second interception of the season, and the Tigers have the ball right back, looking to put the exclamation point on this one.
Correction, 37-yard line.
They put the ball down at the 37 with 11:54 left to play in our fourth quarter. And the Tigers have the ball with 11:54 to run off to win this game. Well, this will feel pretty good on the bus ride home, that's for sure. The last 2 weeks they have not played great, and they have won anyway. They have played much better this evening. And they're going to get a W on the ride home for it. Quentin Brock under center. Play action fake. Whistles. Flags.
And a flag on the play.
Illegal procedure against the Tigers. So that'll back them up five more yards to the 42. Concord is at Fisher Field for the home opener next week. It's alumni night. If you are a former Warsaw Tiger football, they want you to go online and sign up. You can get details on that at warsaw-tigers.com. Same play. Brock rolling out to his left, being chased. He will get away. 45 and rolled out of bounds at the 40-yard line. So that would be a gain of 2 yards. Johnson will stop for Plymouth. And it will be second down and about 13. Second down and 13 coming up for the Tigers. Ball on the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the right side. Brock under center. Will pitch back. Ransbottom to the short side. 35. Runs into his own man. Then a defender. And will eventually go out of bounds at the 31-yard line. So that will be a gain of 8 for Lucas, who is well over 100 yards in the game on 11 carries. 11 carries for 123 yards for Lucas Ransbottom. What a turn of events his season has taken. He was getting worked over pretty good by wide receivers on the outside. They switched him back to the wing position, the halfback position, and he has flourished there. Option play, up the middle. Hoffert rolls forward. How far did he get? 3 yards. It'll be short of the first down by a yard. Hoffert now with 3 carries in the game for 5 yards. Fourth down coming up for Warsaw.
It'll be fourth and one.
If Sullivan was here, Drew, if you were here, they would call quarterback sneak and we'd get the first down automatically. I get that. Drew's back home listening. He had surgery on his ankle. He's going to be out for a while. And up the middle, Hoffert. Hoffert's got the first down. He gets hogtied at the 36-yard line. Actually give him to the 35. That's a gain of 3 for Robbie. And another first down for Warsaw.
Robbie Hoffert once again on the carry.
According to my numbers, that's 17 first downs for the Tigers. 10:51 left to play in the game. Warsaw 27, Plymouth 7. And after the interception, the Tigers are on the move again. Quentin Brock under center, ball on the left hash mark, far side of the field as we look at it. And it's Brock on the keeper running left. Turns back up field at the 20, and he'll go down after a gain of about 9 yards to the 16. Quentin Brock for 9 yards, 11 carries, 23 yards for him. He had a couple of bad pitches that cost him some rushing yardage. 17 first downs for Warsaw. The rushing yardage to 287. They have not had a 300-yard game yet this year. Looks like they might get one tonight. We've got an injured Plymouth Rocky. 10:10 left to play here in the fourth quarter. And the training staff, well, Adam Hanley's going out there to take a look. I was going to take a break there, but the player who was injured is up and walking off. So we'll keep it here. 27-7 Tigers, 10-10 left to play. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats, play of the game, and the drive of the game. All ahead, so don't miss that. And that's all on me tonight. Will Shepherd homesick. Austin Elder, our stats guy, is back home. Enjoying the Labor Day weekend. Hofford in again at fullback on 2nd-and-1 from the 16. Hofford up the middle. He's got the first down and more. Inside the 15, he's down to the 10. Six more. Oh, and then something happened after the play. Something happened after the play, and I think Warsaw is going to get another penalty.
Personal foul is the call against Warsaw.
One of the offensive linemen did something that drew the ire of the official, and he's been taken off the field. So they got the first down, but did they get the first down? Yes, they did. It was after the play. So it is a dead ball foul, and the first down does count. That's 18 first downs for the Tigers. 9:46 to go in the game. Warsaw 27, Plymouth 7. Ball backed up now after the penalty to the 25. Hofford off the left side. Breaks a tackle inside the 20. He'll go down at about the 18-yard line. That's 7 more yards for Robbie Hofford, who's having his best game as a varsity player so far. Second down and 3 coming up. 9:15 to play. The door's not open back behind us here to this beautiful facility that we broadcast from at Plymouth. But if it were, I'm really glad as we're going to have a timeout. I'll end this thought in a minute. Timeout Plymouth, 9:04 to go. Warsaw leads 27-7. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Back to action. Pitch back late. And yardage inside the 10. Down near the 5-yard line. There is a flag down back upstream. The ball carrier was Ransbottom, but his run is going to be nullified, I think. Because of a holding. Oh, no, take that back. It's a holding penalty against the defense. So give Ransbottom credit from the 17 to the 7. Ransbottom gets 10 yards, and there's going to be a penalty tacked on to it.
It'll be first and goal for Warsaw at the 3-yard line.
And that's a 4-yard penalty. So the Plymouth has 4 penalties for 16 yards. Option play left. Brock gets tackled down about the 2-yard line. Is he kept it? Don't check that. I take that back. That was Hofford on the carry. Hofford on the carry for the Tigers. He gets 2 yards. Second and goal Tigers from the 2. 8:29 left to play in the game. Warsaw 27, Plymouth 7. Tigers with an extra offensive lineman in there, in addition to Rosas, who plays tight end. Hofford in the backfield behind Quentin Brock. Hand off to Hofford. He plows the goal line. He's in. Touchdown. Robbie Hofford scores a touchdown for the Warsaw Tigers, and they up the lead to 33-7 with 8:11 left to go. So Hofford with the carry into the end zone. And the Tigers now pouring it on. It's 33-7. That's 33 unanswered points for Warsaw. Tigers were short a guy, so they get that corrected. And now Smythe, a historic night for kicking for the Tigers. The kick is up, and the kick is good. There is a flag down because Plymouth jumped off sides. I think they should have blown the play dead. They did not. Extra point's good, and nobody's going to worry about it. 8:11 left to go in the game. Warsaw 34, Plymouth 7. We're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Tiger's going to kick off, and then we'll give you some score updates. Steve's been back there working really hard on the scoreboard at newsnowwarsaw.com. Smythe to kick off. He's only had one returnable one. He's 5 out of 6. And that one is going to be returned at the 1 yard line. Coming out 10, 15, 20. And the ball carrier is down at the bottom of a pile of humanity at the 21 yard line. That's where Plymouth will take over. They scored on their first drive. They've had some other productive drives, but none of them ended in points. The Warsaw defense has bent tonight, but they have not broken. And it will still be that first-team offense that runs onto the field. Mishawaka 30, Northridge 16. That's in the fourth. Northwood 38, Concord 14 in the third. Wallasee 28, Goshen 14 in the second. Ramirez, throw down the middle. There's a flag down back behind the play. Catch is made. It's a gain of 10. Blaylock with the catch. They give him to the 32, but that's coming back because that is holding. New rule this year, and that is when there's an offensive penalty behind the line of scrimmage, the ball goes back to the line of scrimmage to mark off the penalty. If you've listened to our broadcast, you know I've been calling for that for years. Just because of where the penalty happens shouldn't necessarily mean that they should be penalized 12 or 18 yards or whatever. It should be from the line of scrimmage like it is in the NFL and NCAA football. And they've changed that. That's a good thing. 7:40 left. Tigers 34-7 leaders over Plymouth. And flags fly again. This time before the snap. And again, the Tigers getting a little antsy. Jump across the line and offsides. That's now 6 penalties for 50 yards for the Tigers. So they move the ball out to the 16, and it's first down and 15. Concord will be at Fisher Field next week. We'll be on there at 6:15, kickoff at 7 o'clock. We believe that both Will and Austin will be with us for that game. And it's a quick throw out to the near side, high throw, and a good catch. And Blaylock absolutely got hammered. And then flags come flying in from everywhere. Flags come flying in from everywhere. Blaylock got hit hard and went down. And the Plymouth coaches are screaming at the officials. Clearly, this is going to be a penalty against the Tigers. They're going to call it a blow to the head. Blaylock is going to come out. So where they walk the penalty off to, it's going to be to the 32-yard line. It's a first down. 15 first downs for the Plymouth Rockies tonight. Warsaw's defense, I don't think, had given up many more than that in the first two games of the season. 7 minutes left. Whistles, flags again. I believe that Plymouth moved a little prematurely. They did.
Illegally proceeding against the Rockies.
And that will back them up 5 more yards. And all of a sudden, it looks like my 9-year-old's room with laundry all over the field. 6:56 left. 34-7 Tigers. On an absolute gorgeous night for football here at the Blueberry Festival. By the way, people come in that door and you can smell fried blueberry things everywhere. It smells delicious. Ramirez sheds a tackler at the 25, and he'll be thrown forward to the 31-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4 yards on the carry, second down and 11 coming up for Plymouth. And they will hurry to the line of scrimmage. Working on their hurry up, although they're not hurrying very quickly. We'll get you a Cubs update here as well in just a minute. Quick throw out the near side. Ball loss. It's loose. And I think the Tigers recovered. They did. They pitched it to Hollum. He fumbled it. And Jet Woodward recovers it for the Tigers. Their second forced turnover of the game. And Woodward with the fumble recovery, and Warsaw with 6:07 to go takes over again deep in Plymouth territory, this time at the 28. The defense did not force any turnovers against Chesterton last week after forcing three the week before. And the offense runs onto the field, and it's Quentin Brock. And you're wondering why Brock is in there. Well, without Sullivan available, you are shorthanded. And Villema is your backup, and he's been playing every down on defense as safety. Hand off up the middle. This is Brody Duncan with the carry. And Brody Duncan with a good run down to the 19-yard line. That's a gain of 9 yards for the Tiger running back.
Picked up about 9 on the play, 2nd and 1.
So Duncan get a chance to show what he can do, stuff he's been doing on Saturdays. 2nd down. Lots of other new guys in there in the game, up the middle. I believe that was Duncan again. Let's see, it was. Brody with another good carry. Brody gets 4 more yards, and Brody gets a first down for Warsaw.
On the stop, enough for a Warsaw first down at the Rocky 16-yard
20
line.
First downs for the Tigers. That's a season high. 5:14 left. 34-7 Warsaw. Stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. Drive the game, play the game. All ahead. You got new wings. And hand off to Duncan up the middle, and he'll dive across the 15-yard line to the 14 and get 2 more yards. Three carries, 15 yards now for Brody Duncan.
Got 2 on the play, 2nd and 8.
Duncan is a sophomore, 5'7", 180 pounds. And he's probably going to get the ball until they get to the end zone or run out of downs. He's got it again, and again he'll be tripped up and dive forward down to the 11-yard line. 3 more yards for Brody. 3rd down coming up for the Tigers. 3rd down and call it 6 with 4:13 left.
It'll be 3rd and 6 at the 12-yard line for Warsaw.
Quentin Brock leads him to the line of scrimmage. One wide out on either side, wings on either side, Duncan behind him. And the sophomore ducks under center from the 11. He'll pitch it back. New guy in the game. Turns up field at the 10 to the 5 to the end zone, and he'll be stopped at the 1. Stopped at the 1-yard line.
Blake Mackey on the stop. It'll be 1st and goal near the 1-yard line.
That is Garrett Hood on the stop, on the run for the Tigers. And a gain of 10. 1st and goal, Warsaw. Quentin Brock under center. Ball in the near hash mark. He'll hand off to Duncan, and Duncan dives to the goal line, and it's a touchdown. Brody Duncan scores on a 1-yard run. And the Tigers are beginning to celebrate, and they should. They played a terrific football game tonight. The offense has functioned so much better. And they have finished drives with touchdowns.
Smite on the point after attempt.
Smite now for the extra point. Snap, spot, kick is up, and the kick is good. 3:05 left here in the fourth. It is 41-7 Tigers. And we will take this 30-second break and be right back on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman with you. Steve Scott back at the station. Again, Will Shepard is expected to be back next week. He's listed as day-to-day. Coach, we missed you tonight. You would have enjoyed this game, especially this game, because he'd been coaching football and baseball against Plymouth for well over three decades. So this game means a lot to him, and for him to miss it, you know how sick he was. Coach, your boys did you proud tonight. You should be very, very happy. Smythe now for the run-up and the boot. And it is high, and it is deep, and it is gone. Touchback. And I am counting. Let's see, that is six out of eight. Is that right? I think so. Six out of eight on touchbacks tonight for Mason Smythe, who also set the school record with a 52-yard field goal earlier in this game. Change quarterback for Plymouth with 3:05 to go. This is their backup quarterback, Grady Metzger. He'll throw one out the flat. He's got a man wide open at the 20. 25, 30. Up the far sideline, 35, 40, and pushed out of bounds near the midfield stripe. They're going to mark him out at the 45. So that's a gain of 25 yards and a first down for Plymouth. Caden Sleester on the stop for Warsaw. Some kids that are going to see a lot of action at Fisher Field tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Seeing some action here this evening. Freshmen did not have a game this week. They were supposed to play South Bend Adams, but Adams did not have a freshman football team. Plymouth also does not have one. Their kids are playing JV. Metzger running away from trouble. Runs into more trouble, and down he goes.
Metzger was sacked on the play.
That was a running play, I think. And the loss back to the 37-yard line. Metzger got out there in no man's land, and there was nowhere for him to go. And he loses 8 yards on the play. And you're asking the question, and I am looking. James Messer for the Warsaw Tigers on the stop. 2:18 to go. Warsaw leads 41-7 here at Plymouth. Metzger, who does not spell his name the traditional Metzger way. Here comes the blitz. They throw it in the flat, got a man wide open. And it's a catch out to the 44-yard line. That is Reese McGee, who's caught those last two passes from Metzger. And he'll get 8 yards of the play out to the 44. And it will be third down and 11 with 1:44 left. Again, stay tuned after the game. Final scoring, final stats. Drive the game, play the game, all ahead. And they'll fake the handoff and throw it to the middle. Oh, they had a man wide open over the middle. The pass was a little bit behind the intended target. Ethan O'Leary was open over the middle. Pass was high. It's fourth down and 11. And Warsaw will be able to, if they get a stop here, get off the field, they'll be able to run out the clock without having to get a first down. And they will go to 3-0. Plymouth will lose their second in a row and their 23rd in the last 24 tries. Metzger rolls out, throws it in the flat, incomplete. O'Leary had that one go right through his hands. The Tigers take over with 1:23 to go in the game, leading 41-7. Can't throw a ball better than that. I mean, you really can't. That's a perfect pass. And he just didn't catch it. We'll get you a Cubs update here in just a second, too. Last check, Cubs were winning 2-1. They are winning 2-1, top of the ninth. Again, going for the two-game sweep. And Quentin Brock still in there, quarterback. And Brody Duncan, there goes the ball rolling around on the ground, and Plymouth has recovered it. Brock and Duncan mishandled the connection, and the Tigers turn it over. Tigers' second lost fumble of the football game. Isbell had one earlier. Plymouth gets the ball back with 1:16 left to go. Warsaw leading 41-7. Play action fake, high pass. Oh, incomplete and should have been intercepted. They are consoling one of the Tigers back there in the secondary who had a great shot at it and missed it. It'll be second down coming up for Plymouth. Second and 10. And they'll hand it off up the middle. And room to run. And even more room across the Tiger across midfield to the 45, down to the Tiger 39-yard line. That's a 16-yard gain. And that's McGee on the carry. And that's a first down. 16 first downs for Plymouth. And up the middle again, McGee. And he gets to the 35 and goes down at the 34. Five more yards for McGee.
Brought down by number 68, Alex.
30 seconds left. Probably the last play of the game coming up. The school buses from Warsaw beginning to, they've gone down and fueled up, and they're getting ready to head back. 18 seconds left. Metzger. Will hand off up the middle. And again, this is McGee. And McGee will get 2 yards down to the 32-yard line. And the game clock will run down to 3, 2, 1, and it's over. The Warsaw Tigers open up Northern Lakes Conference play with an impressive 41-7 win here at the Rock Pile over Plymouth. Post-game coverage begins after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Final score tonight, Warsaw wins at Plymouth 41-7. Second half scoring, the 17-7 game, Warsaw scored right before halftime on the 2-yard run by Reed Zollinger. That made it 17-7 with Smythe's extra point. Then they took the opening drive of the third quarter, went right back down the field, and really put the game out of doubt. At 8:14 of the third, Zollinger again from 1 yard out. Smythe's extra point made it 24-7. Then history was made. With 2:11 left to play in the third quarter, the Tigers lined up for a school record attempt for Mason Smythe. 51 yards had been done 3 different times, but nobody'd ever kicked one quite that far until Mason Smythe made that 52-yard attempt and broke the school record, and that made it 27-7 Warsaw. The Tigers were on their way. They would get 2 more touchdowns in the fourth. Robbie Hoffert from 2 yards at 8:11 with the extra point by Smythe to make it 34-7, and with 3:05 to go, a 1-yard run by Brody Duncan to make it 41-7. And that's where we finished up. The Tigers win 41-7. It's time for the drive of the game brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road in Warsaw. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 60. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now at Stonehenge Golf Course. What's the drive of the game? What's the drive that maybe that most changed the outcome or most set the outcome in motion? Tough one. But I'm going to go with the drive right before halftime. The Tigers were ahead 10-7 and took the ball over at midfield with 3:15 left to go in the half, and they had used all their timeouts. So they had 50 yards to go in 3:15, and they went 50 yards in a minute 41. Zollinger with the 2-yard run with 34 seconds left to go. That put them ahead 17-7. Plymouth was never in the game after that. The Tigers roll on to win 41-7. The drive of the game is brought to you by Stonehenge on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We will give you the final stats and update you on the Cubs game next on News Now Warsaw. 41-7, Warsaw wins tonight at Plymouth. It's time for the final stats. Those are brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. The Tigers tonight, 20 first downs, 53 rushing attempts for 343 yards. That's 6.5 yards per carry. They were 2 of 3 passing for 55 yards. So 56 plays in the game for the Tigers, 398 yards on the night. They had one, check that, they had two turnovers in the game. Again, I'm doing the stats by myself tonight, so I apologize for that. They put the ball on the ground three times. They lost two of them. So when we go back to the team stats, there we go. Two turnovers for the Tigers tonight. They had six penalties for 50 yards. Most of those came in the fourth quarter. Plymouth, 16 first downs. They ran the ball 29 times for a total of 50 yards. That's a little over 1.7 yards per carry. Their quarterback, Xander Ramirez, 19 of 25 passing for 226 yards. So they ran 54 plays for 276 yards. They had two turnovers, one interception, and one fumble. Hang on a second. I got to update that too. They had... There we go. Okay, so they had one lost fumble and one interception. So they also had two turnovers on the game. Again, I'm doing this. I'm doing the Matt Moore flying the plane while I'm in the air kind of a thing. So I apologize for that. Both teams had two turnovers. Plymouth lost one fumble, had one interception, and they had six penalties for 31 yards on the evening. Individually, for Warsaw, running the football, the hero of the night was Lucas Ransbottom. Luke, 12 carries, 133 yards, and a touchdown. Reed Zollinger, 9 carries, 58 yards. He ran for 2 touchdowns. Now, the Tigers got the job done tonight. They needed to come over. They needed to look better. They have looked better. And they were winners tonight at Plymouth, 41-7. Those are the final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company at 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. The news is not good from Cincinnati. The Reds have tied the game 2-2 in the bottom of the ninth, and Nick Martini hit a home run in the ninth inning off of Adbert Alzolay. So 2-2, ninth inning, and the Reds have a runner at first base with one out. We will keep you updated with that while we are still on the air. We owe you a play of the game, and we will get you that play of the game after we come back, after these words on News Now Warsaw. So Cubs and Reds tied 2-2. Reds have a runner at first with, I think, now two outs. Yes, two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. We will keep you posted on that. Here, the Warsaw Tigers were winners 41-7 over Plymouth. Time for the play of the game brought to you by Havrilla and Nolan, LLC Attorneys at Law. Call Felicity and Carrie with elder law questions and for assistance securing Medicaid. Havrilla and Nolan, 121 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at hnllc-law.com. We could do a lot of different plays at the game. There are a lot of big plays and important plays for the Tigers on defense and on offense. But I'm going to do a special teams play because I'm a kicker at heart. And because when you break a school record, you get to have the play of the game. That's a rule. I made it up. Mason Smythe knew that there are three other guys, two of them named Mevis, who had kicked 51-yard field goals. Bart Curtis sent him out there to kick a 52-yarder, and it didn't make it over the goalpost by much, but it made it over the goalpost, and it's a 52-yard field goal and a school record for junior kicker Mason Smythe here this evening. And all part of the Tiger victory, 41-7 tonight over Plymouth. Warsaw wins, they're 3-0, and the buses are starting to head for home. We will be doing the same here shortly, but we owe you scores, and we will get those for you after we take one final break. Again, Warsaw is a winner 41-7. The Reds have scored again, and they have beaten the Cubs 3-2. So the Cubs with a great chance to win two games today of the Reds, and they have to settle for the split. We'll come back and finish up next on News Now Warsaw. Final time from the rock pile here in Plymouth, where, again, the people here at PHS have taken very, very good care of us. Final score, Warsaw 41, Plymouth 7. Other scores in the conference, Mishawaka beat Northridge 37-16. Northwood won at Concord 45-14. Remember, the Minutemen were up 14-7 in that game in the second quarter. Last check, Wawasee led Goshen 34-21. So we'll update you on that final and all the others coming up in the morning. What we have is Peru 34, Cass 8. Meconaqua beat Northfield 20-13. Rochester won at Waco 42-0. Also, Columbia City won at Belmont 49-0. Here, the Tigers go to 3-0, 1-0 in the conference with a 41-7 win at Plymouth. That's going to wrap it up from here. Thanks to Steve Scott for his work back at the station. Thank you for being patient with me. This was tough to do, no fun to do. It's a lot more fun to do football with other people. And we'll have Will and Austin both back to do the color commentary and the stats next week for us at Fisher Field when Concord visits for the first home game of the 2023 season. Airtime once again will be 6:15. For Steve Scott, I'm Roger Grossman. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I know you enjoyed the outcome from the Blueberry Festival, Warsaw 41, Plymouth 7. Stay tuned. We have Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk next.